The Ideal Team Player by Patrick Lencioni. The one sentence summary. There are three essential virtues that make someone the ideal team player: being humble, hungry, and smart. What the book says. You can plot everyone on a Venn diagram examining these qualities, and the ideal team player has a combination of all three most of the time. Humble. Humility is the single greatest and most indispensable attribute. Hungry. These people are self-motivated and diligent. And smart. These people demonstrate common sense when dealing with others. It's not the same as intellectual smartness. Things start getting interesting when you look at people with only one or two of the attributes. Those with just one are fairly easy to spot. Humble only means the pawn who often gets left out. Hungry only is a bulldozer who often annoys everyone else. And smart only is a charmer with great social skills but low contribution. Those with two out of the three qualities are much harder to spot. Humble and hungry equals the accidental messmaker, unaware of their effect on people. Humble and smart equals the lovable slacker, who only does as much as asked. And hungry and smart equals the skillful politician out for their own benefit. What's good about it? This technique can be applied to hiring new staff, assessing current employees, developing those who are lacking in one or more of the virtues, and embedding the model into an organisation's culture. The book explains how to do this. Looking carefully at the use of language and the degree to which you pursue lines of inquiry can make a huge difference to the imperfect interview process, as can proper pursuit of references. C.S. Lewis said, "Humility isn't thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less." What you have to watch. Identifying people as these types shouldn't be done flippantly. Wrong labelling can be very damaging. Especially, don't assign labels to people who are relatively stronger in one of the three areas. They must be significantly better or worse at each trait. Managers also need to be intelligent about how, or whether at all, they use these terms with employees.